Well, hello everyone for another night of phenomenal prayer. Woohoo! I'm so excited. I want to thank everybody for joining us tonight on the National Prayer Call for America. We so appreciate you just taking the time to spend with us on this evening as you do every Thursday night. And for those that are new, thank you for popping on and joining us. We appreciate you as well. Well, because there's so many new people on the line with us tonight, I just wanted to let you know that the Lord pressed upon Alan and I about, oh my goodness, maybe 2.5, almost 3 years ago, about prayer. And starting this national prayer call for our country and for our president. So I'm just so excited of what God has done thus far with these calls. We have seen the miraculous happen, just so many things. So, you know, prayer really does change things. And as we know, the Word of God declares that if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. And I am telling you what, he is hearing the voices of the remnant, the remnant of the remnant. Yes, he is. And the cries of his people. So thanks again for joining us. And with that, I'm going to open up the line to Jeff, who's been with us for, my gosh, pretty much inception of this call. And he is going to blow the shofar as he has ever since.
Good evening, everyone. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. We just thank you for this wonderful day. We thank you for this season of seeing you and seeing your kingdom and your love being poured forth in heaven, in earth, as it is in heaven. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Woo! Glory be to God. Awesome, awesome. Oh, my gosh. Woo! I'll tell you what, Jeff is actually in Alan in my office, and I am telling you what, just hearing it online and then hearing it right behind me. Woo! Jesus. Oh, I could just feel the presence of the Lord. I mean, I always do, but I mean, it's just that heaviness just falling on you, you know. It was just awesome. Thank you so much, Jeff. We appreciate that. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So I don't know. I mean, Jeff, what was the Lord, you know, showing you in that time?
It just seemed very powerful, very strong. I wouldn't say calling to attention, but it's like getting the attention, and it's like, this is strong. This is a now time. It's urgent. It's a now time. It's time to move. And, just a real forceful intent of motion.
Absolutely. Amen. You know, what I felt in the spirit was authoritative. It was his authority. And it did mean powerful. I mean, power. Absolutely. Hey, babe, I know you're on the line too. I mean, what was the Lord showing you?
Well, as soon as he blew it, I mean, after he finished, what immediately came to my mind was prepare to strike.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's good. That is very good. Oh, my gosh. Woo, glory be to God. And we're striking. It is so critical. I am telling you what, you know, before we start praying, I want you all to write some things down here. First thing, there is a website. It is called The American Report. They come up with a lot of great information and deep revelation of what's been going on for so many years. Another one is Sergeant Report. He had a gentleman on there. I can't remember his name. Forgive me. But the segment was called War and Deception. And they just basically talked about the deep state, how far back it went, and how many families are actually involved, what's going on right now in regards to just dumbing down the American population. It is a powerful segment to watch, and that's on YouTube. Just look up Sergeant Report, and you will be able to find out that information. Powerful, powerful. And again, the other website is The American Report. Just catch that. With that, I'm going to head on over to Debbie. I'm going to open up your line. Your line is open.
All right. So the Sergeant Report, does the word sergeant get spelled out or is it abbreviated?
No, it's abbreviated. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So SGT Report.
Right.
Right.
Exactly.
It's all one. All one word. Okay, just make sure everybody gets the right site. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, very good. And listen, when I wasn't expecting Jeff's shofar at that moment because something else had caught my eye, and his name is Pacino. And when I first heard the shofar go off, it was almost like, oh, you had to turn. And those angels that are assigned to this call were running to get their pads and pencils and sit down immediately, ready to take notes on us declaring the word of God for them to go and do the bidding of the Lord at his word.
Amen.
Cool. Wow. So I do have a prayer here for, you know, the nation and the president. So I'm going to go ahead and start. As you know, I like to type these things out beforehand. So, Father, you are known for making a way where there is no way. So through the blood of your Son, we thank you for supernaturally making a way for our nation. Let there be no doubt that your mighty hand is involved in the affairs of men. Fill every heart in D.C. with your fear, O Lord, so true wisdom can begin to flow from Capitol Hill as never before. We thank you, Father, that you're not standing afar off in this hour. You are answering our prayers left and right. Father God, thank you for sending uprooting winds through Washington, D.C., winds that will uproot every unholy strategy designed to obstruct the implementation of the president's policies, winds that overthrow and pull down this continued attack on Donald Trump's implementation of what your will and plans are. Continue to reveal the entire network of lies and strategically timed leaks from unnamed sources. We're thanking you that every demonically inspired strategic plan against our nation is falling to the ground and bearing no fruit. Only your supernatural intervention can straighten out the mess the politicians have created. So, Lord, we are thanking you for hearing our intercession, not just tonight, but last week and the week before and the 2.5 years this call has been going forth. We firmly believe, Lord, your prayer teams around the nation are speaking forth your divine will creatively, and you're sending the hosts of heaven to move upon your word and the creative word spoken by your greater works children. Father, the wicked in their pride have been using the media to persecute President Trump, but are being caught themselves now in the plots that they have devised. Open all doors that no man can shut, and shut all doors that no man can open. Thank you for a rapid turnover of the accusers of the brethren and replace the evil men in media with godly men who will shine the light of your goodness on all news stories. We are thanking you that every media outlet that has traded truth for ratings is drying up at the root. Thank you, Father, for strengthening our president. Thank you for daily proving his enemies wrong. Help him to learn to rest in your arms. Thank you for restoring hope to the hopeless in our nation and delivering our fellow citizens from hope deferred, because the sickness, hopelessness, it brings. Thank you for undergirding this administration with supernatural manifestations of your healing power in every dimension of our government and every sphere and the leadership thereof. Today we call these things as not as though they were. We declare you are the commander of the universe, and you are ordering the steps of your chosen commander-in-chief of the United States of America, and you're implementing your successful divine plan for restoring our great nation. Thank you for truly the spirit of conviction to come over our Congress and even Hollywood elites and the mainstream media. Shout out what is hidden in the open. For aiding in the cleaning and draining of the swamp of infestation of sin. Father, we just pray this. Now is the time. Clean up in Jesus' name. Thank you for mass awakening to the foundational truth that freedom and liberty come from you, Father, not through government or the status and approval of man. Thank you, Father God, for commanding your strength on all those in this administration who are serving you in righteousness. Thank you for the prosperity that is coming to our nation and to its people. We receive and decree your will shall be done according to the riches of your glory with supernatural might by the Spirit in Jesus' name. Bless those who are praying tonight, whether on the call or in agreement with us listening later. We anticipate the inevitable supernatural intervention of God. We receive your promised miracles in abundance in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Woo.
Yes, we expect. God. We expect. Hallelujah.
Oh, indeed we do. Praise you, Jesus. He is faithful. Hallelujah. Woo. Glory be to God. You know, and I'm going to read oh my gosh. Hallelujah. I'm getting it together, guys. Okay, I'm getting it together. What Franklin Graham had sent out to so many prayer warriors and so many outlets. It's an awesome prayer. As you know, President Trump is still out of country, and we need to continue to lift him up. So I'm going to read some of what Franklin Graham wrote out, and then include some of the things that God has placed on my heart too. So Heavenly Father, you tell us in your word, the scripture, the Bible, that we're to pray for those in authority, Lord Father God. And that's why we have come even together tonight, and why we have come, Lord Father God, for the last 2.5 years. So, Lord Father God, we ask you for your favor on our beloved President Donald J. Trump, Lord Father. We ask, Lord God, that you would lead and guide our president as he makes decisions that will not only affect all Americans, but freedom-loving people around the world. Lord Father, we ask that you will give him wisdom and discernment, Lord Father God, to deal with the problems that we have at the border, Lord Father God, within the deep state, Lord Father God, and all the cabal around the world. Lord, also give him wisdom to deal with the trading issues, Lord Father God, trading partners in other nations, Lord, and wisdom as he meets with world leaders all around. Lord God, we thank you, Lord, that the meeting that he had with Her Majesty the Queen, as well as Theresa May, Lord Father God, we're declaring and decreeing, Lord Father God, that he was able to get the strategic message across, and they understood and took it, Lord Father God, to heart. So we thank you, Lord Father God, that you are guiding his very steps each and every day. You are guiding what he says, Lord Father God, because he hears the voice of the good shepherd, not the stranger. We thank you, Lord Father God, that you are protecting him from all enemies, Lord Father God, that would want to take him out. Lord, give him health and give him strength, Lord Father God. We pray especially for his family that has joined him, Lord Father God, that you will also keep them safe in this journey, Lord God. We come against every hex, vex, chant, plot, plan, or ploy. We uproot them from the very seed, Lord Father God, and we burn them up with the Holy Ghost fire. We thank you, Lord Father God, that you have gone before him and you're making those crooked places straight. Hallelujah. Lord Father God, we know that as humans, Lord Father God, we are all guilty of sin and we have failed in so many ways, but we thank you, Lord Father God, that you loved us so much that you sent Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, from heaven to earth to take our sins upon that cross, Lord Father God. You died and you shed your blood for each and every one of us, Lord Father God. Oh, Lord Jesus. And then you raised him on the third day to life, Lord God. So we thank you, Lord Father God, that you are turning back those that have strayed away, Lord Father God, that you've pricked their hearts, Lord, to come back unto you. We thank you, Lord Father God, that the Holy Spirit has rested himself and within President Donald J. Trump, Lord Father God. I thank you that you have pricked his heart, Lord Father God, and he is hearing you more clearly each and every day, Lord God. So we give you the praise for the great and mighty things that you are doing within our president, his family, and within our nation, Lord Father. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Hallelujah. I also want to bring up my goodness, there's several things. This whole deal with Pastor David Platt, and then after he prayed for our beloved president after a golf game, getting ready to depart out of the country, this pastor prays for our president and then apologizes to the people of the church because some were offended. So, Father God, we just come against, Lord, the spirit of fear and the spirit of bowing down to man, Lord Father God. We uproot that in the name of Jesus. Lord Father God, we ask for the people to, and the especially the pastors, that they would rise up in the authority that you gave them, that they would not bow down to man, Lord Father God, but Lord, they would bow down to you. Lord, let them be a voice and let them not be intimidated or offended by people, Lord Father God. That's why our country has been so, my gosh, dumbed down, because the pastors are not standing up and speaking what is truth, Lord Father God. Lord Jesus, even the fact, my God, Lord, I even put this on Facebook, Lord, and the response, Debbie and Al and I were sharing about this. You know what? If you put anything about prayer, hardly anybody puts any likes or whatever about it. If you put anything about what's so significant, people hardly write about it. And we have many, many followers. But Lord Father God, the word declares that my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. And Lord Father God, we are in the time in America at a critical mass, Lord Father God. And if we do not make a stand, Lord Father God, then my gosh, all hell is going to break loose. So Father, there are well over 5,000 Muslims that are trying to mobilize and take form in the office in 2020. Lord Father God, may the eyes of your people wake up. May the mouths of your people start to speak and stand, Lord Father God. Let us not be weary, but let us be strong and bold in Jesus' name as the Holy Spirit guides us and brings us to those strategic positions and places to speak to the pastors, Lord, to the Christians and Jews, Lord, however it needs to be. Give us that platform to get this word out, because my God, what would that mean for us if 5,000 Muslims got in? Yes, Lord, not all of them are bad, but they have an agenda. It's called the 100-year plan, Lord Father God. And what would that mean for us? That would mean Sharia law. That would mean dismantling our constitution. That would mean forced conversion to Islam. That would mean no more freedom of speech. That would mean abolish all Christians and Jews. That would mean straight party line, and that would mean submission to their ideology. So, Father God, give your people the boldness to speak and get the word out. Anyone that has not voted, Lord God, let us have the platform to speak to them why it is so critical. Otherwise, Lord Father God, otherwise, if we do not keep the people informed, Father God, then the people will perish. It is our responsibility. It is the pastor's responsibility, Lord Father God, to keep these people informed. So, God, again, I pray that their hearts awaken and their hearts arise no matter what, no matter if there's only left after they speak, five people left in their church. They did the right thing, and you will still bless them, Lord Father God. Let them not bow down to people or bow down to mammon, Lord. In Jesus' name, I'm just fired up because so many people do not understand the criticalness of where we are at, of where we are at. It is time to be awake. Hallelujah. Right, babe?
Absolutely. No question. Clarion call. Church, wake up. Take your positions. And, yeah, be bold. Be strong. For the Lord thy God is with thee.
Amen, honey. Absolutely. Yeah, Jeff, what did you want to say?
No more gray area.
Yeah, absolutely. No more gray area. Come on now. Absolutely. Absolutely. Hey, I'm going to open up the line to Janie, too. Hey, Janie, I'm so glad that you're able to make it with us tonight. It's always a pleasure having you on. What has the Lord been bringing to your table?
Well, as you were speaking, I mean, it just reminded me again, and I know I brought this up before, but in 2015, Jesus appeared to me, and he was crying, and he was saying that the people, the pastors, that there's Christian meetings going on all the time, whether it was in church or, conferences, and that they were not praying for the land. They were just like going ahead and just. And at that time when Jesus was crying, I didn't totally even understand everything. It definitely encompasses everything that you're saying. And, of course, it encompasses the agenda of hurting children and killing children. So I so agree with you, Francine. I just, Father, in Jesus' name, I'm thanking you, Lord, that for shaking the church up. And as Mark Taylor has also said, that the ones that are involved in corruption in the church, that they would be exposed, them, Lord. We thank you. We thank you, Father, but raise up a platform, big platforms, Lord, for the truth, the ones that speak the truth, the pastors that speak the truth, the ones that go out and have conferences that do speak the truth. And, Father, we thank you. I'm so in agreement with Francine, Lord, that these pastors would just speak the truth and not be afraid to just say it like it is and not having to be politically correct. And, Father, I'm asking you in the name of Jesus that Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, that they would be made of an example. Father, I'm asking you to totally expose all of their donors that have donated to them, that are involved with, that are part of the Muslim Brotherhood, that would be totally exposed. I'm asking you, Father, to totally expose how anti-Semitic they are. I ask you, Father, to totally expose that they want Sharia law. We thank you, Father, for removing them from office and that they would be made an example so that this other thing that Francine was saying will not happen. We thank you, Father. We just command the moon god out of this nation. Baal worship, get out in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father, that as we are approaching Shavuot in Saturday night, and as we're approaching Pentecost, we thank you, Father, for an outpouring of the Holy Spirit on this nation. And as that day also represents when the Torah, when the Ten Commandments were given. We thank you, Lord. You said, thou shalt not kill. Well, the Democrats have been killing people. They've been killing babies. So we thank you, Father. We say, thou shalt not kill. And we thank you for an outpouring of the Holy Spirit that this is stopping, that abortion is stopping, that child sacrificing is stopping, that child trafficking is stopping. And it's all being exposed right now in Jesus' name. And Father, I'm asking you for justice, because two NYPD deputy chief police and a homicide detective, they were just murdered today and yesterday. They're saying suicide, and we know it's a lie. And we thank you, Father, because the NYPD have seen what's on the Wiener laptop. They know what was on the Wiener laptop of Hillary and Huma and the crimes against children. And we're thanking you, Father, for justice. I'm asking you, Father, for justice for Detective Joseph Calabrese. I'm asking you, Father, for justice for Stephen Silks. And I'm asking you, Father, for the NYPD, for supernatural protection, and those who want to blow the whistle on Hillary, that, Father, that they would be protected and that they would have a voice, that they would be able to be unified, and no one would be able to come against them in Jesus' name. And, Father, I'm asking you, Father, for justice, because former Oklahoma Senator Nichols was just murdered, and former Arkansas State Senator Linda Collins Smith was just murdered. Both of them were involved in exposing child trafficking and child molesters. I'm asking you, Father, that those who were behind those murders would be totally exposed. Father, I'm asking you for more whistleblowers, that they won't be afraid, but that somehow they will unite and that there'll be protection for them in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, that we believe, and we thank you for exposing John Podesta and his crimes against children. And we're thanking you, Father, that Hillary cannot run anymore. Everything that she has done, every corrupt thing that she has done, it is exposed now in Jesus' name. Lord, you said in your word that you're perfecting that which concerns us. We just praise you, Father. We thank you, Father, for perfecting that which concerns us. Now, I don't know if this is true, but we've been praying for Assange, and someone said that he was poisoned and that he's unresponsive. I don't know. It may be that they're just saying that. I'm not sure. But, Father, we're asking you that if Assange is in trouble, I'm asking you, Father, that we speak life to him.
Yes.
And, Father, that he will be able to expose Hillary's crimes and Congress and people on Congress's crimes. And, Father, that he would be that they would bring him over to the United States. We speak protection to him in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father. And, Father, I'm asking you, Lord, for protection for General Flynn. And, Father, that he will be able to get new attorneys, and that it will be reversed. But the judge said that they don't want to allow him to have new attorneys. General Flynn wanted to get rid of the attorneys that he has now and get a new counsel. And then the judge said, no, you can't fire your attorneys. Well, we call that canceled. And we say that General Flynn will have new attorneys and that they will be righteous people. And we thank you that General Flynn is being used to totally expose the cabal, to totally expose those that are on the list, the pedophiles, to totally expose Obama and how he raised up ISIS. I thank you, Father, and all the crimes of Obama. We praise you, Father, for sending angels to guard General Flynn in all of his ways, in Jesus' name. Father, we just praise you. We enter your gates with thanksgiving and your courts with praise. We just praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father, for breakthroughs this week in every way, for all of us who are listening, in our families, in our health, in our finances, but breakthrough in this nation, Father, that we will see such big breakthroughs in Jesus' name, and every lie is being exposed in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, you make the plans of the enemy of having Obama and Adam Schiff has now been talking about, fake videos could be coming out. Well, they're just trying to be ahead of when Hillary's video comes out of what she did to children. So, Father, we thank you that no one's going to listen to Obama and Adam Schiff and anyone else that's trying to say, these fake videos may be coming out. Father, we just thank you, Lord, that people will be able to tell that the videos that are showing crimes against children and any other crimes, that people will be able to tell that it those are true. And I thank you, Father, you make any plans of the enemy of trying to have President Trump hurt or any fake videos about him of no effect, but the counsel of the Lord stands forever. And we just say, Father, all the glory goes to you. Praise you, Father. We praise you. Thank you, Lord, for answered prayers. Thank you. Father, thank you for exposing that Ruth Bader Ginsburg is incapacitated, if not dead. We thank you, Father, for removing Judge Roberts from his position in Jesus' name. We thank you for two more righteous Supreme Court justices in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Wow, so many powerful statements there, Janie. You know, in regards to, you know, you look at who we are dealing with right now, and these people, Hillary Clinton, all her cronies, they are pure Satanists. Okay,
right.
This is who they are. You know, so many may not even know this, and this is pretty sick. But I know Mark Taylor has been bringing this out. So many bringing this out, but I mean, they are pushing for, for abortions. Why? Because they can use, and this is the truth, they can use the body parts, okay, and they use the endochrome, the blood of these babies, because they believe, see, isn't that so sick, because we have the blood of Jesus, right?
Right.
And now Satan's using the blood of innocent children, innocent babies, okay,
and
children.
Way. Yep.
Yes, in a very evil, demonic way. And I have to say, if you look at the Muslim Brotherhood plan, their plan is to have baby after baby after baby, marrying all these women and having all these babies populating. If you know one thing about the Muslims, they do not believe in abortion. Okay? What is going on here? Satan is using the people in the government to bring forth his plan so that they can, the Muslims, okay, but they're not going to on our watch, so that the Muslims can take the stand, right? And see, there's a war, Ishmael and Isaac. Ishmael is raising his head. That's right. That's right. So, Lord Father God, we thank you for what Janie brought up, Lord Father. And this whole aspect of the Satanist realm with Hillary and those in sex trafficking, Lord Father God, and those that have been just going beyond our imagination in regards to abortion. Lord Father, I pray that you would come and they would have an encounter face to face of who you are, and that they would
turn
from their wicked ways and come to know you as Yeshua, HaMashiach, Jesus, our Lord and Savior, the lover of our life, who gave his life, Lord Father God. Open up their eyes in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we come against the plan of and the agenda of the Muslim Brotherhood that twists, they twist like Leviathan, the word, and they are pushing the agenda of New Age, and they're pushing the agenda that the Bible is not true, that there never was a Jesus. They are trying to distort, Lord Father God, who we are, to take, Lord Father God, the what we stand for as fake. Lord, they are trying to distort everything. So we uproot and sever that spirit over the Muslims, Lord Father God, in the name of Jesus. We say, let God arise and his enemies be scattered. Let God arise and his enemies be scattered. Lord Father God, and we come against all these states, Virginia as one, that are trying to render the people helpless in regards to taking away guns. Lord, that's another plan. If they can render us helpless. But we say no, not on
yes,
our watch. Lord, you
thank
have
you,
placed
Lord.
All of us here on this call to stand as watchmen on the wall. And standing as watchmen on the wall is not only to pray, is not only to stand, but it's to voice the truth. And when we speak the truth, the people will be set free, Lord, Father, God.
Thank you.
So we
thank
are
you.
Praying, Lord, Father, in Jesus' name. Also, what Janie said in regards to Lashage, Lord, Julian Assange, we do pray. Lord, I just want to back that because, Father God, he has a wealth of knowledge. And, Lord, Father God, whatever's going on, if he is in danger, we ask for your angelic realm, your angel armies to be released to protect Julian Assange, to protect, Lord, Father God, all those whistleblowers, Lord, Father God.
Yes.
And as Janie said, let them not be in fear, but let them know that you're going before them, Lord, Father God, and that you are going to justify and you are going to bring justice in the house, Lord, Father. You are bringing justice in the house. You
thank
are bringing
you.
Justice in the church. You're bringing justice in the land, Lord, Father God. I see justice. You have released justice. And just as our friend Prophet Benjamin Arday, he saw the woman justice coming out of the ocean. Mm. Lord, we release
wow. thank you.
Justice in
yes.
the land. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
In the name
thank
of
you.
Jesus. Your justice,
yes.
put down the gavel, Lord, Father God. Now is the time, Lord God. Let them not get away with it. I know you say
thank
vengeance
you.
Is mine, is the Lord, and your vengeance is coming in through the D-class, Lord, Father God,
thank
and
you.
The indictments. And we thank you for
and
that,
the
Lord,
IT
Father
report.
God.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Thank
hallelujah.
You,
in
thank
Jesus
you, Father,
name.
For your truth prevailing. And, Father, we thank you that you make the plans of the enemy using trying to censor the truth tellers, the truthers on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Father, of no effect, for the counsel of the Lord stands forever. I'm asking you, Father, that Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, they would be shaken and that they will not be able to get away with censoring we who are speaking the truth. They will not be able to get away with it. And I'm asking you, Father, for larger platforms, larger, that the
yes.
regular general people will be able to hear the truth. We say truth, 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 truth to the north, south, east, and west. And we say justice to the north, south, east, and west. We praise you for your outpouring of your Holy Spirit this week, Father, on Shavuot in Jesus' name.
Yes, hallelujah, hallelujah. And Janie, just to confirm what you're saying, there are two platforms that I know of that, one I know the people personally, Ellen, and I know them personally, and
oh,
they are needing funds for this platform, and it is huge. It is
wow.
huge. Yes. So,
oh, thank you, Lord,
thank
for
you.
Giving them the funds.
Yes, amen. Yes, amen. Hallelujah. Woo, glory be to God. Thank you, Janie. My
thank
God.
You.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Praise the Lord. Hey, Annette, Antoinette, I'm going to open up your line too. What's the Lord been showing you?
Well, I'm just sitting here grinning from ear to ear because as I'm hearing you all, what he gave me really echoes a lot of what you all have shared already. As I prayed today, even just, I guess, after 5 o'clock again, what I got was, much is unfolding. The Lord is giving strategy. Do not lean on your own understanding, but seek him. Mm. Seek his strategy for your new. We pray protection over President Trump. The evil ones who spin sticky webs of deception are caught in their own traps. Their foul agendas are exposed, and they come into repentance. We hold no offense, but pray for their freedom. Father, strengthen President Trump and encourage him now, Father. And this is what I was grinning about, too. To the American people, I decree courage come. Courage come now. Take a stand now. This is a pivotal time in our history. This is part of our purposes. Collectively as well as individually. So I decree in the name of Jesus to all American people, courage come in the name of Jesus.
That's good. That is so good. And that's exactly what the people need, the courage to stand in front of the adversary, to stand and not buckle down, but to stand. Excellent word. Excellent. Thank you, Antoinette. I appreciate that. Wow, powerful. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hey, I'm going to open up Patty's line. Hey, Pat, you're open. And you're muted.
I am muted. I was muted. I know. I didn't want to be loud. Oh, my goodness. I'm just like taking it all in. I was like, wow, Lord. Whew. God is so good and powerful. And I am so looking forward to Pentecost. I've just been waiting for this one for a long time. I just feel like, and I hear it from a lot of others too. It's just like, I feel like God's just about to really show up in a big way.
Hallelujah.
A couple things as you guys were going. Let me see. I put a little note here so I wouldn't forget. I feel like in my spirit, what the Lord has been through all these prayers and all, what the Lord was showing me was, as I was green and just praying, I was just like seeing the Lord just showing me different scriptures were like flying through my head. And one of them was with the one angel that took out 185,000.
Yeah.
And that was a bold thing. That was a big move. I mean, that was just one angel, you know. And I'm just thinking about how much the Lord, how great and mighty He is, and about how great He is. And I'm not asking the Lord to kill 185,000 people, but that must have been one heck of an angel to show up. And then when you think about David's mighty men, you know, you read about them and how powerful and how anointed and gifted they were. It was supernatural, you know. And then I was hearing, you know, when you were praying, you guys were praying about, you know, all the leaders and all the bad people and what they're doing and everything. And what was coming to mind, what the Lord was showing me was when Elisha prayed, you know, about his servants, said, don't fear, for those who are with us are more than those who are with them. And open his eyes, you know, he was praying for the servant, you know, to open his eyes so he could see. And the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. And, you know, I think that's where we're coming to. I know God's doing a new thing, but He's doing a powerful thing. And greater is Jesus in us than He that's in the world, right? And Jesus said, we're going to be even doing greater things. And I just feel like we're at this cusp moment to just, I love how, like, Janie was, like, praising the Lord and just magnifying Him and the excitement and expectation of God Almighty just rising up. You know, and I just felt that so strong. I don't know how you know, to put that in any other way. It's just like I'm at a state of expectancy. So, Lord, I just thank You, for You are God Almighty, and we have not forgotten who You are, creator of everything, creator of the universe. You are God. Satan is not all-knowing. He is not everywhere or all everywhere at the same time. And He's not all-powerful like You are, God. And, Lord, we just thank You because You rule, not him. And, Lord, You were reminding me even today who we are in You, Father God, who we are. And even in the Word where people were saying, I forgot where it's at, but you guys probably know, where, you know, the people were like, is this who we were afraid of? You know, when Satan was getting thrown in the pit. And I'm like, Lord. And, you know, and I remember God had showed me, and I had shared it with you before, but God brought it back today about a vision He showed me, took me to hell. And I was scared out of my wits because of what I was seeing. And He was like, you know, Satan. And then I heard Jesus right behind me, and He whispered in my ear, and He said, say Jesus' name. There's a demon in front of me. And I was in hell. And I said it, but I was still scared because I was going by what I was looking at and everything. And then I just barely got it out, and the demon flinched. And then I said it again. He said, say it again. And I said it again just a little bit stronger, and he flinched more. then Jesus said, you don't know the power you have in my name. Now say it again. And the way he said it, man, it's like, hello, I may be in hell, but God Almighty, his son is right behind me talking to me. I have nothing to fear. And I said it. And when I said it, I don't know if you guys remember, not that I watch it anymore, but when I was a kid, The Wizard of Oz, remember when the witch was melting?
Oh, yes.
That's what it looked like. It looked, the demon like screamed and then just melted to nothing. So I feel like God is saying, don't forget who you are in me. Develop that, work at that, stir that, because we represent Christ and we're supposed to walk like him. And I'm not teaching, but I feel like the Spirit of God is saying, watch what I'm going to do through you out. So, Lord, we just thank you. We just make ourselves ready. We thank you. Holy Spirit, we ask you, because it's all you and us, to just equip us and to give us understanding and wisdom and faith and boldness. Let the fire of the Holy Spirit just ignite through us and out of us, Lord. And Lord, as this is one more thing I want to say, because God pointed it out too, I'm all over the place. I hope I'm okay.
Oh, absolutely.
Saying this, but Lou Engle had an experience, a while ago, a few years ago, but he was praying for these people who were being killed by the cartel in Mexico. And they were literally being slaughtered and beheaded and killed. And I believe there was just one left. And it was like a prayer group. I think they were at IHOP. And these people were interceding, and they kept interceding, and they kept interceding for this one man that was there. And the guy was going to come. The cartel was getting ready to kill him, this one last guy. And he went up to him, and he said, leave. Because we can't fight your God. That's what he said. Now, that's what I'm talking about, right?
Lord,
put in us through this Pentecost, let this be the turning point, Father, that you ignite and turn on those things of the Holy Spirit in us that need to be turned on, that when we pray and when we decree, and we decree all that you say, Lord God, that's what the enemy is going to say, even in the natural. That's what the Muslim agenda of Sharia law in America is going to say about God Almighty. They're going to back off. I just decree that right now in Jesus' name. They're going back to where they came from in the name of Jesus Christ. And we just decree that the abortions and the killings and the slaughters and the human trafficking and the children trafficking, And even the corruption in every phase of government, from police department to lawyers to judges, every part, they're going to back off. We decree it because the church is arising. The Joel chapter 2 army is raising up. And we just decree right now that kind of wordage is coming out of their mouth. Now, in fact, let's just do it now, Lord. In Jesus' name, we don't have to wait for the day. We'll say, just do it now. Just do it now, Lord God.
Do it now.
And Lord, we just decree that what comes out of our mouth will be manifested. We don't pray in fear. We pray in authority in who we are, whose we are. And we are children of the most living God. And what we have is authority over the enemy. And I just decree that we are going to see the manifestation of that. This is the time. And this is what I feel so strong. I know these scriptures and these little things, but it just came out like flashes. I'm like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. And I feel the Lord is saying, I'm about to move through you, my ecclesia, very powerfully. So stand tall. And those pastors that are wimping out, they're out. They're wimping out, but they're out, because God is moving them aside, like we know. And he's raising up the ones that are not afraid to speak what God wants them to speak. And we just thank you in Jesus' name. And can I say one more thing, Fran?
Amen. Yeah.
Woo! I'm all over. You're going to think I'm like ADD, but that's okay. No. You understand it. Because there was this other thing. I don't know if I should read it, but I'll just like real quickly say, President Trump, today's D-Day, right?
Yeah.
And President Trump read what's his name? Jeez.
What's his name?
FDR. Thank you, FDR.
Yeah, there you go,
prayer.
Alan.
Thank you, Alan. Gosh, mind blank. Thanks for my bro. FDR's prayer. I don't know if anybody read it because you can, like, get it. But when you read it, to me, he picked that on purpose. Because it's talking about the blood. It's talking about what we're going through spiritually, too. If you look at all this, they're praying for the soldiers and for, you know, strength and faith and all that. But if you look at it spiritually, it says a whole lot. So I just encourage, you know, if you all want to read it, it's a really good prayer that Trump read today. And I think he was speaking, it was twofold. It was from the past, and it was for now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Amen. I believe it too, Pat. You know, when we talked about that earlier, he is really, he's talking about us. He really, really is.
He is.
Know? And where we're at. Yep. Oh, my gosh. Well, I think this is what he read. He said, Almighty God, our sons, pride of our nation, this day have set upon a mighty endeavor, a struggle to preserve our republic, our religion, and our civilization, and to set free a suffering humanity. They will need thy blessings, for the enemy is strong. He may hurl back our forces, but we shall return again and again. And we know that by thy grace and by the righteousness of our cause, our sons will triumph. Some will never return. Embrace these, Father, and receive them, the heroic servants into thy kingdom, O Lord. Give us faith. Give us faith in thee, faith in our sons, faith in each other, and faith in our united crusade. Thy will be done, Almighty God. Amen. That's powerful.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
There's a little more than what you read. I don't know where you got that part, but there's a little bit more than that to it.
Okay. Well, then, you know, I just ask everybody to look it up because
I'll tell you where I got it so y'all can know.
Okay.
My son Charlie was reading Breitbart. He just kind of checked it out to see if there's anything going on. If whatever he can glean, that's true. And they put that on there on the article today. And he copy pasted the whole thing for me because I said, that's powerful because it speaks about the Republic, the dark forces and et cetera, et cetera. But there's a little bit more to it. But that you got some too, but there was a little more in there.
Awesome.
So I just see he's just in a nutshell. It was, I think, a message to us too. And it gets a little deeper than a little dark, speaks of the darker side a little bit, but in a good way. But I feel like when things all get revealed and exposed, it's for a lot of people, it's going to be feeling like that. Their whole world's going to be shocked and rattled. And, they're going to see darkness where, you know, they didn't even know that was happening. Like, you know, we've all kind
That's
of
right.
prayed for it for a while now, so we're kind of conditioned to fight the good fight and know it's there. But a lot are going
and
to be shocked.
And they will be shocked, and that's why we're going to be the light of the world.
Come on. That's right.
Yeah, his light
That's
is
right.
going to exude out of us. Well, that was great, Patty, and thanks for bringing up D-Day too. I think Alan was going to bring some of that up, but just to even say part of what he said was powerful. But go look up what he prayed, and I believe it's going to touch each of you that read it too, and you're going to pick out what he's truly saying. Decode what he's really saying.
Mm-hmm.
To us all. Powerful. Thanks, Pat.
You're welcome.
So good. So good. And another thing, you know, that Patty was saying, you know, again, it brings it back to the very beginning when Jeff blew the shofar talk about authority. God is showing authority, but that we have authority. Amen? In him, we have authority. And another key factor that she said, too, is really that there's power in the name of Jesus. Power. And if we just would hear him so clearly, and if we would just say the name, praise God, hallelujah. Hey, I'm going to Jackie. Hey, Jackie, how are you?
Good, how are you?
We're doing great. Oh, my gosh, so what's the Lord put on your table for this week? What's he been showing you?
So I was looking stuff up this afternoon, and I saw this article about ISIS, that they were scheming to send terrorists over our border through the open border. And so I thank you, Lord, that the wall is being built, and I thank you that it will continue to be built. And I thank you, Lord, for also sending angels to protect our border as that's being built, and to also protect all our all the people that are guarding that wall in Jesus' name. And I just thank you, Lord, that these schemes of the enemy to try to infiltrate our country will not happen in Jesus' name. And also I thank you, Lord, for the July 4th celebration coming up that President Trump is planning at the Lincoln Memorial. The Democrats are not happy about him doing that, and they're saying it should not be a political thing that, you know, that he's doing. But I just thank you, Lord, for giving him the words to say. I thank you, Lord, for also giving them wisdom on how to make it where it's very protected, where he's protected, where all his family and cabinet members and whoever is there is protected. And I just thank you, Lord, that any plans of the enemy to try to have an attack there, I just thank you, Lord, that that will not happen, and that and just for giving everyone wisdom on how to protect that area in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord, also for giving President Trump the words to say in his speech to even people that may not like him right now. I thank you, Lord, that for changing their hearts, that he'll say things that will penetrate their hearts in Jesus' name. And also Pelosi recently, I know everyone probably saw it, she was saying that she wants to see President Trump in prison, which we know that's not going to happen, and actually probably see some of them in prison. So I thank you, Lord, for justice. I thank you, Lord, for whatever it takes to get Pelosi and Hillary Clinton and Comey and all these other people that have done wrong things. I just thank you, Lord, that they will be in prison. I just thank you, Lord, for justice and that they are not above the law. And also, I just saw this thing, I guess House Democrats today unveiled a proposed resolution. It would grant congressional committee chairs sweeping new powers to unilaterally initiate judicial proceedings to enforce subpoenas in federal court as long as they first obtain the sign-off of a small Democrat-dominated group of House leaders. And this resolution that is going to be voted on in the House on Tuesday, it's a dramatic escalation in their efforts to have investigations against President Trump. And so I thank you, Lord, that this is being exposed. And I thank you, Lord, for this vote that's going to happen Tuesday. And I just thank you, Lord, that your will be done. And I just thank you, Lord, that they will not be able to have any investigations against President Trump in Jesus' name. And because we already know the Mueller report came out and he did nothing wrong. So I thank you, Lord, that that's final. And also, I thank you, Lord, about what happened with Acosta and a few different people that were actually praising President Trump's Normandy speech. I thank you, Lord, that that will just continue to happen, where they will just be able to say only good things about him, and that they will stop spreading lies. Just like Mark Taylor said, there's going to be a truth in the media instead of all the lies. So I thank you, Lord, and they're going to say good things about him instead of the lies. So I thank you, Lord, that that is starting to come to pass, and I thank you, Lord, that that will continue, and anyone that is going to spread lies will just be gotten rid of in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And as some of you have noticed, one of the guys, Brian Colfage, raised a lot of money on GoFundMe in regards to the wall. And they were actually to put up some of the wall, and it is awesome. I mean, my gosh, I don't know what the total was. Do you know, Jackie, of what he raised so far?
Oh, I don't know. I haven't kept up with that.
Yeah, I think the last time I checked, which was like a couple of months ago, it was well over 20 million, you know. And Alan, what did you say? It was so powerful in regards to the wall. If the American people, that's, I'll give you a hint of what you told me.
Well, I mean, if everybody pitched in a little bit, it would be no, because our, we were at the dinner table and our son was talking about the, you know, how much the wall would cost. And I said, well, actually, it wouldn't be that much if everybody gave a little.
Mm-hmm. So yeah. True. Mm. My gosh.
Yeah.
I mean,
like
they could build that wall in no time. We could get that.
Yeah.
Right.
And that is the, probably the number one need of this country. Mm-hmm. I heard,
yeah.
You know, a political commentator was talking about it. He says, if our president concentrates on the wall, he will get reelected. There's no question about it, because it is the single biggest issue in our country is immigration, illegal immigration. Now they found out that there's even immigrants coming from Africa now. It's ridiculous.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, it's critical. And, you know, one of the reasons why is because, again, I'll say D.C. is in panic, and they're in panic. So what do? They have to ensure that their party would get nominated in 2020, right? So what would you do if you were a criminal mind? Oh, I'd open up the borders and get as many illegal people in, and not only have the illegals, but again, still have the dead people be voting. And mm-hmm. Hey, this is a shoo-in. But I am telling you what, there is something that is planned that is going to stop these illegal immigrants, not only from coming through our borders, but from voting. There is something that's going to happen because this is, and I'm telling you, against all odds, our beloved president won because God wanted him there, and he's going to do it again. Right, Jackie?
Yep.
Amen.
You know,
hallelujah.
You know, honey, they found out, and I think somebody alluded to it, maybe Janie already, but they found two GOP senators murdered within 2 days. And then they found
Janie brought it up.
Two main New York police detectives who were actually, it indicates that they had some kind of access to Wiener's computer. I mean, it goes on and on, but they're all linked to the same thing. The Democrats, or they're trying to kill off the opposition, if you will. It's not going to work. There's too many patriots in this country who understand the liberty. D-Day was the beginning of liberation for freedom for Europe. And this, they're saying, we're talking to some people today, and we said there's so many patriots, because we were all talking about the same issues, that in this country, that's what they underestimate. Yes, there's a lot of immigrants. Yes, there's, you know, the radical left and everything, but there's a lot of people that are have their sanity in this country and understand how powerful it is to get out and vote.
Amen, honey. Powerful. And Jackie, thanks for bringing up those key issues as well. We appreciate it, as always.
Yeah.
You know, what, one of the things that Debbie sent me in, I don't know if it was a text or whatever, but someone had wrote about what you just said and what Janie said, honey, about the senators and so forth. And someone said, are they really not dead? Are they going into witness protection? And then she says too, well, the first time on Twitter, this tweet said, think about it. If Q, and again, if you don't know who Q is, hop on over to Praying Medic on YouTube and look up who is Q, and on those first series segments, and you'll know exactly who Q is. But he says, if Q is real and Trump is on all this, they would never allow all their witnesses to be killed. They would use all assets and tools to cause the enemy to get out of hiding and act. So this better be the case, or all informants will now go quiet as we lose. But I rebuke that, because they're not going to, the informants are not going to go quiet. Those that the whistleblowers are going to speak, and they are going to be bold, and they're not going to bow down or be in fear in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. So just
Amen.
Wanted to let you know, yeah, babe, go ahead.
You know, somebody said Nancy Pelosi wants to see Trump in prison, and somebody else said, I highly doubt he has time to visit you there, Nancy.
Yeah, that's good. my God. Oh my gosh. You know, and you see all these memes out there. It's people are so creative. You know, God has made us such a creative people. Hey, Janie, what did you say real quick in regards to the voting? Janie.
I thank you, Father, in Jesus' name, that we have voter IDs and that there will not be able to be any voter fraud in this coming up election, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, I'm hearing that they're, you know, doing things. And you mentioed something that they're coming
from
70
countries. Yeah. And this was from an angel mom who has put all the statistics together. So it's like they're not just coming from Mexico or Guatemala or, you know, or South America. There are actually 70 countries, you know, coming in.
Wow. Oh, yeah. My gosh. Well, you know what we say, be still in Jesus' name. You know, the Lord wants us to be, you know, peace, you know, have peace.
Yeah.
Rest in him, you know, peace be still.
Yep.
Just rest in him. And yet he wants us to stand. He wants us to voice our opinion. And like I think it was Patty that, you know, we're not to walk in fear, run in fear, because God goes before us. Amen?
Absolutely.
Amen.
Yeah. And I mean, there's just such power in praise. And so, I mean, always let's just keep on praising the Lord that he's done the things that we've prayed and the things that the Lord is showing everyone who's on the call. And we praise the Lord that the wall is built. It's done. It's finished.
Yes.
So,
woo, glory, hallelujah.
These are done deals.
They are done deals, you know, in Jesus, they are. And one thing that you mentioned that is so powerful is praise and worship, you know. And if we head on over to Psalms, there's so many, you know, segments of Psalms. I want to say, I think Psalms 83 to like 90 something or whatever. I may be wrong, so don't quote me, but the Psalms are broken up to 5 different segments of certain things, and one of those segments is praise and worship. So we could sing the scriptures, and my gosh, how powerful is that, right?
Oh, that's really, really good. Okay, yep, I'm doing it this week. Yes.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well,
you
brought it out of me, and then God showed me, you know, something else. So, see, this is teamwork, guys. We all come together because each of us have something. And you know what? Thanks, Janie, for bringing that
Thank
up.
You.
I so appreciate that. Wow, hallelujah. You know, and there's so many other people. What, babe?
We found Janie's twin the other night. We were watching Kathy Lee Gifford talking about her new book on the Hebrew scriptures and Israel, the land. And she came out with a new co-joined a book with a Messianic Jewish rabbi. And it's powerful, wasn't it, honey?
Yes, it sure was, honey. Absolutely powerful. Powerful. Because you know what? Jeff just showed me something. It's just been, what was it, Jeff? Say that again. Oh, yeah, here. Go ahead.
Okay. Last night we were in the city praying for an upcoming event, and the atmosphere, it was just like, Lord, there's a little bit of resistance here, but at the same, it's like, this is really charged with your presence already. And that's because of the prayer walking and stuff that had been already done. But when I went home, it's like, I texted back to the individual I was with. I said, it's almost too quiet, if you know what I mean. Then I heard, why don't you make some noise? Worship.
Amen.
And that's what we're getting ready to do here in 2 weeks in this location, in worshiping and just breaking open the gates of the city.
Amen. And that's what it's all about. You know, that we've got to make a stand, worship. You know, just like Jeff said, Joyce Ruan is gathering people in Hagerstown, Maryland, which is so powerful. to open up the city gates. And, you know, we need more of that. I believe the believers have been too quiet, and we need to start making our voices heard. Amen and amen. Yeah, go ahead, babe.
Because the opposition has no problem whatsoever. You know, they're going to do, I'm not saying whether I agree with it or not, but they're going to do a straight parade in one of the major cities. And they threw a fit about it. But, you know, they can do the gay parades and everything else. And, you know, when I saw President Trump and our First Lady over there in Europe, I was so proud. And they carried themselves with grace. They looked beautiful. I mean, I was proud to be an American. But all the haters came out. You know, the haters are going to hate. That's what they do. But God, thank you for our president and first lady who have grace and elegance and represent our country so well.
Amen, honey. Yeah, Jeff just said the paid haters. And yes, many, many are paid. And they go out there with a lack of knowledge. You know, they go out there just regurgitating with what they're hearing. Just like the news, if you listen to all the liberal news broadcasters, every single one, when they report, they have a script, and it's the same thing across media lines. And I mean, because they don't want to mess up and say, wow, he did a great job or whatever, you know. So, but things are changing. We're going to have a media outlet where truth is going to be, you know, straight out there up front, right? And I'm excited about it. The platforms are coming out. They are coming out. And we're in a war, guys, but, you know, we're victorious. I mean, we've got the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords that is going before us. Hallelujah.
Honey, talking about D-Day, in reference to D-Day, when bombers were over a target, they received flak. They received, surface-to-air artillery. It blew up. You see little black clouds around. But here's the thing. They received the flak, but they were over the target.
Mm.
So that if you're receiving flak, you're probably over the target.
Yeah, amen. Boy, isn't that the truth. Mm, good point, good point. Hey, I have Brody on the line, too. I'm going to open up your line, Brody. I know that the Lord was showing you some things today or this week. Your line's open.
Hi there. How are you?
Hey, we are doing great.
We are doing great.
We just got home with...
I'm hearing some echo, so I'm not sure if there's two lines going on.
Is it,
reverb.
Is that better?
Okay,
is
let
that
me
better?
See. Yeah, say it again.
Is that better?
I'm hearing it very lightly.
Here, hang
now
on.
You guys
is this
are
better?
Okay. Oh my gosh, much better. Hey, you guys are musicians. Come on.
Yeah, that's why you heard reverb.
Awesome. So tell us, I mean, what has the Lord showed you? Did he give you a word or a specific prayer?
Yeah, so Saturday I had to speak at a church that we were doing an event at on Sunday. And I sat down on Friday to ask the Lord to give me something to speak about. And as soon as I sat down, the Lord said, tell my people their first love.
Oh, can you say that again? You kind of faded out.
He said, tell my people to be intimate with their first love.
Mm. Wow.
So he gave me Revelation 2:2-4. And he said this, I know thy works and thy labor and thy patience and how thou can not bear them which are evil. And thou hast tried them which say they are apostles and are not and hast found them to be liars. And has borne in patience, and for my name's sake has labored and has not fainted. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. He gave me that scripture, and he said also this, tell my people that the dry bones and the lukewarm Christians are not my fault. It's the fault of the remnant that need to be worshiping me in their homes that wherever they may go, that my glory would fall and it would spread out into the people. And it would be the power and the authority and the presence of God would spread out and take over territories and reclaim territories and change atmospheres for my kingdom. That's what he kept telling me. And he said, tell my people to be intimate with my first love. So it is up to us to be intimate with our first love and to worship God in our homes and to pray to God in our homes and to read the word in our homes, that wherever we may go and whoever may we encounter, that the just the glory of God would just ooze out of us and go into whoever we encounter. So it's up to us if we want the power and the presence and the authority and the kingdom of God to manifest. It's up to us because he's ready, but it's up to us. So I just wanted to share that with everybody, that it's up to us to be intimate with our first love.
That's right. That's absolutely true. You know, and deep calls on to deep. And now is the time. You know, I'm going to, you know, the Lord always says, be ready in season and not. And I'm going to kind of pull on you guys just for a moment. You, of course, Brody and your wife, Deborah. And you guys travel with Johnny and Jerry, and that's Johnny Taylor and Jerry Pierce with His Flowing Oil. And if those on the line have never heard of that, just look up on YouTube, you know, His Flowing Oil, or just oil flowing from the Bible, and it's just awesome. But you guys are the head worship team for him. So I want you guys just, you know, a short song. Just would you guys sing something tonight, and then I'll have and then I'll have Jeff say the blessing.
Okay. Oh, let me think here. You kind of threw us on the spot.
Yep, that's right.
No, we need a slower song.
We're getting one. Just a second.
I think we just need to. I think we. Hey, are you able to unmute everybody?
Yeah, I sure can.
All right, unmute everybody and let me know when you're ready.
Okay, hold on. So, everyone, I'm going to unmute you, but if you could just stay silent until whatever Brody's thinking. I think Jehovah Sneaky is working up something, but just, you know, kind of keep the background choir to go to a place where it is kind of quiet. And let me see here. Okay, so I'm doing a lot of lines here. And, okay, let's see here. Just bear with me because I don't have a one control where it does it all. Okay, so hold on. All right, I'm doing everybody's line. And here we go. Okay, all lines are unmuted.
All right, I'm going to ask everybody, we're just going to sing hallelujah because God likes simple things, because his presence will show
hallelujah.
Up when you do that. So we're just going to sing hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And everybody feel free to sing with us.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Here we go. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Lord, we pray.
Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Hall
Amen. Amen. Oh, my gosh, guys. That was phenomenal. See, I love it. I just felt by the Spirit of God that we were to just go for something spontaneous. And
yes.
He just loves that, you know. So,
yes. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yes.
Oh, gosh. I know everybody loved that. Hallelujah. Okay, guys. Hey, with that, I'm going to go ahead and have Jeff say the blessing, and Alan and I want to say thank you and everybody that's on here. I mean, you know, we are family. My sister, Jamie, Jackie, Deb, Kathy, I mean, Jeff, everybody, you know, Judith and Dana and Sharon and Bert, I could go down this whole list. You know, we are family. So I want to thank you all for just being with us tonight. And with that, hey, Jeff, would you go ahead and, you know what, before you do that, Jeff, hold on one second. I want to make sure that my husband, if you have anything else that you wanted to say before we head off.
No, that was so anointed. You know, I feel we came in, I think a lot of people feel this way. We came in with a lot of things on our heart. And we were leaving tonight. I'm feeling pretty good. I don't know about anybody else.
Amen, honey. I'm with you. Absolutely. So I'm going to release Jeff to say the blessing over all of you. And again, we meet every Thursday night on this line. And if you want to pray, please email us. If you want to pray live like a lot of our intercessors do, email us at upfrontinthepropheticatgmail.com. So upfrontinthepropheticatgmail.com and say, hey, I want to join in. I want to pray with you guys live. The Lord is showing me so many things, and then please let us know. If you want to be on our blast list, email us, give us your email, and we'll make sure that we keep you abreast. So, Jeff, let me go in here and make sure that you're open, Jeff. Let's see. Okay, you are open, Jeff.
Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your encouraging word, Lord. We thank you that in the darkness, a candle lights up the city. And we thank you for your light, Lord, that is just growing and growing in the land, Lord. Hallelujah. I'm just so encouraged just with see unfolding. Yes, there's lots of darkness, but that's because we're seeing less and less darkness. We're seeing it more and more boldly, but we're seeing less and less because the light is starting to shine. The lights are coming forth, and the darkness is being exposed and dispersed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yevarechecha Adonai beyishmerecha. Ya'er Adonai panav elecha v'hinecha. Yasa Adonai panav elecha beyasem akashalom. ASM Akash Shablon. The Lord bless you and watch guard and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon and enlighten you and be gracious, kind, merciful, and giving favor to you. The Lord lift up his approving countenance upon you and give you peace, tranquility of heart, and life continually. Shalom Aleichem. Peace to you and your house. Amen and amen.
Thank you, Jeff. So appreciate that. Again, we love you all. Again, if you have any prayer requests, don't hesitate to email us up front in theprophetic@gmail.com. We are here for you. God bless you, everyone, until we see you next Thursday. Also, I want to make known that we have an author that's going to be with us Tuesday. That is on Blog Talk Radio. It's up front in theprophetic.com. If you go there, we're going to be talking about not only the prophetic, but Hannah and how Hannah played a huge role. So join us with author Michelle McCain, and I'll tell you what, it's going to be an awesome prophetic night. So if you need more information, contact us at upfrontintheprophetic@gmail.com. God bless you, everyone. We love you.